Yes.
It's 12.
Customers catch up while the cashier rings up their purchases. It's hot and a little humid inside the nursery. The flowers have bloomed, the herbs are ready for fostering, and the vegetable plants come in many different promising shades of green. And just through the door, back in the fresh air, a lady eyes a kiwi tree leaning against a wall.
Can they stay alive outside?
Yep.
Linda Sudam says she's usually out fishing, but this year she's sticking around for the summer, so she's looking into growing fruit, like cherries.
Lonnie, I want to get that kiwi tree too.
And kiwis. Kodiak isn't typically famed for its fruit, but trees line the walls outside the nursery. White points out the bees flying around, busy pollinating the trees.
You can see all these flowering plants. There's a lot. We have a lot of cherries and plums here. They probably did more fruit trees this year than I have ever before.
He says they're also now selling pear trees, which locals have had luck with recently.
We've had such good weather in the spring and through the summer that it's provided the heat that's allowed people to successfully grow a lot more fruit than what we've seen in the past. So it's kind of a new phenomenon, actually.
He says good drainage, high-quality soil, and lots of sun are vital to establishing fruit trees. As far as vegetables go, White says the garden season has just begun and rhubarb is the first arrival. He says lettuce, kale, and chard will follow. But he says with the aid of greenhouses, kale, lettuce, cucumbers, zucchini, and soon enough tomato plants will be ready for harvest. I'm Kayla DeRoche.